Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 531 of Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 35, House of Cards?
Yeah.
I almost called it Drawn Into Danger, and I was like, no, we watched that one yesterday.
I'm not going to watch that one a second time.
No, this might be a no-joke Tuesdays. We'll see, because we're recording on a Tuesday, which we don't normally do, so we'll see what happens.
And I am sick. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but...
You sound a little clogged. You sound a little clogged
I've
up.
I've got a lot of backup, a lot of tight. Gunk backed up in my sinuses. It's really fun.
Tight.
Yeah, this aired on October 30th, 2004, written by Doug Sloan and directed by Britta Johnstone.
Britta Johnstone, I feel bad that all of the episodes we've seen from her are either a clip show or just really like a really poopy filter on it. And I'm hoping this one's good because I want to see what her directing's like, but it seems like she hasn't been allowed to do much of it. In the last couple episodes, because she did, do you still have it open? She did the clip show, right?
One. She did Drawn Into Danger. She did In Your Dreams.
Okay.
I think In Your Dreams might be the first appearance of her name this season.
But like the little bit of not in the dream stuff, like the phone tag part that I really liked, like that makes me think like, oh, she's a good director. She just is getting saddled with the episodes that it's like, you're not allowed to do directing. You have to. This is Sentai footage that you get to put somewhere, and that's it.
She's also going to do the next one. So
four in a row. Dang, putting in the work.
We'll never hear from her again.
Well, hopefully we will, and we'll get to see her like do some stuff. But if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs, and just the DVDs. And if you're listening to this way in the future, maybe it's on Netflix, but.
Paramount Plus, maybe?
People have thrown that around, but I don't know. Like,
the only reason I think that is because Power Rangers airs on Nickelodeon, and Nickelodeon is part of that.
But, like, Discovery, like Hasbro, a part owner of, like, the Discovery networks, because, like, the hub was, like, Discovery Kids turned into, like, a cartoon channel also. And that's what My Little Pony was on, which was Hasbro. And there was, like, also Transformers was on it. And I just saw a thing the other day that was like, hey, we basically have the hub back. Like, there's a new hub. And I was like, oh, I thought you got rid of that because nobody watched it. But maybe, I guess it's back. So maybe they'll be on, like, the Discovery Plus app. So you can watch all your favorite alien shows and then BattleBots.
That's not one of the ones that's lumped in with Disney, right? That's National Geographic.
National Geographic is Disney owns. Discovery owns a lot. They own like Food Network, History, Discovery Channel, obviously, Science Channel, and a whole bunch of other stuff. TLC.
That would be the most boring plus subscription service, I think.
I technically have it through like my phone plan for a little while, and there is a BattleBots show that's only on there that I do need to watch because I do love when robots fight each other more than almost anything in the world, it turns out. And I need to watch that. I cannot imagine, other than like commercial free Ancient Aliens that I can put on if I'm sick and don't want to think about anything.
But now if you have Paramount, you can just put on Legends if you're sick.
I know. I could just put on Legends of the Hidden Temple and watch 30 episodes straight of just
there's
kids
100
not...
there's three seasons and they're each 40 episodes. That's there's a 120 lot. Legends
I was thinking about
Temple.
I was thinking about this the other day because the show One Piece is the anime has been on since like 1998, and there's been like basically a new episode like every week since then. They have like 966 episodes, and I was like that's a lot. And I know anime does like with Sailor Moon, they're like, here's an episode every week, and then when the season ends, maybe we'll take a week off, and then the next season we'll start the week after, which is bananas. And then I remember that, like, for a little while, Power Rangers was on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every day there was a new Power Rangers episode to watch, which sounds impossible now.
Yeah.
TV was the Wild West back then. Anyway, Josh, you want to go watch, what's this one called? House of Cards?
House of Cards.
Look, man, it's a Tuesday
episode.
One, I know. I don't know what to tell you.
Dino Thunder, Power Up. And we're back. And we just watched House of Cards.
Yep. And I was not quite ready for it to be about bad Yu-Gi-Oh! But I'm very happy and comforted by the fact that it was about bad Yu-Gi-Oh! Because
yes. The same people who didn't understand how comic books worked, that also don't understand how any card game works.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I have a big question about how this particular card game functions. We'll get there. HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including the Bobos up through Time Force. There's also the archive feed and more. And you can listen to all of it in various ways. And if you don't know how, just ask. I'll direct you somewhere. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Apple Pop Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife, Podbay, Stitcher.
Apple what?
Apple Pop. Like Apple Pop?
I thought you said Apple Pot, and I was like, hold up.
Nope, Apple we Pop. Gotta... Apple okay. Pop, little app, like a Apple Sucker. But it's an Apple Pop
okay.
podcast.
Gotcha.
I was considering doing Popcast? No Joke Tuesdays. A podcast? Is that anything? Someone get at us. I don't know. Maybe there's an opportunity here.
Or you just talk about Double Bubble for 45 minutes?
Just talk about
Double Bubble. Maybe Bazooka Joe?
Well, I feel like we'd have to talk about soda because that's how people in like the Midwest refer to soda. They call it pop, like we like old grandparents. Everyone who calls soda pop sounds like an old grandparent. I don't make the rules. That's just the way you sound. And you have to know that. And you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. $4 is a dollar a month to help support the show. We really appreciate it. Josh, this is a Monday episode, even though we are recording it on a Tuesday. But it is still Monday styled. Would you like to just jump right in?
Is it?
Yeah, it's an odd number, so it's a Monday.
Oh, right, because yesterday we recorded... Friday episode.
This Friday's episode, yes.
Excuse me. This is going to be a hard one for me to talk it, I guess.
Yeah, you sound like you are not just regular clogged up. Like, it is actively draining into your
Well,
gullet.
I haven't had to talk until, like, right now. And I guess I didn't realize how much the boogers just catch my voice. And just stop it from coming out. So it's going to be a fight, but I'm going to get through it.
A little voice-grabbing boogers. We start off with Devin and Ethan. And they're playing a card game that is not Yu-Gi-Oh! The cards are patterned. Literally, someone just took a picture of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Card and used that as their base to make these cards. The rules of this game are nonsensical.
It's nothing. It's just like I put my card on top of yours and that gives me the advantage until you do it on your turn.
It seems like they don't know what card is in their hand until they play it.
It seems like, at first they're like countering each other because Devin is like, oh, I got my rock blasters that are going to like knock down your castle walls. And then so Ethan is like, I've got the mystic archer eye that lets me kill all your rock monsters in one hit. And then Devin's like, well, I've got the enchanted armor, so it doesn't work. But then Ethan... I guess just opened a booster pack and played a card out of it blind.
That's what it seems like. Before we get to there, Cassidy and Kira are on. There's like a triangle of benches around this tree, and Devin and Ethan are playing cards at one. Cassidy's on another. Kira's on another. They're both doing homeworks of varying kinds, and they're both like, "Hey, this game sounds lame," and they're like, "You just don't get it. It's super involved and it takes a lot of strategery." And Cassie's like, that's why my 6-year-old brother, I guess, is so good at it.
Look,
they're like, whatever.
To be fair to Ethan and Devin, like 6-year-olds don't know how Pokemon works, the card game, but they still are like into it and they'll make it up.
I'm 31 and I don't know how Pokemon card game works.
You beat me in a card match and you still don't know how the game works.
I don't know how.
And I don't know if we even played it right.
I think we got several messages saying that we didn't. But you know what?
Look, I followed the rules as best as I could remember from the Game Boy Color game. So if we did it wrong, take it up with Nintendo themselves. Yeah,
you can send an email to gascast@gmail.com. Maybe. We don't actually know. We lost.
If that's it, I don't know the password.
We lost Gascast. Like, it's still there. We can't get to it, though. Speaking of Cassidy, former guest of the show, she's at Mad Lobotanist on Twitter. For her big April Fool's joke on her podcast, Kids and Their Dog, it was like a shattered mirror verse where there was like a bunch of different podcasts that her and her co-hosts were doing, and one of them was Gascast 2. This is Kong, and they played Battleship, and it was fun. This is all to say that we just don't know how to get there anymore. You can't get there from here, Josh.
We recorded the XFL episode, and I couldn't find my way to the feed to put it up, so it's Patreon exclusive.
We really tried. It's gone. We just don't know what happened.
I can only hope that one day I will dig out my old laptop that Tony spilled his coffee all over, fire it up,
and so it'll be on there. I bet it will be on there. And I bet it will.
Hopefully, it's saved on Google as like a login. I can just click.
Yeah. You're going to have to say show password so you can look at it.
It's going to be something ridiculous.
Probably.
Because it's not the one we use. So.
Anyway, they dunk on Ethan and Devin. And then this is when Ethan pulls a card and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Devin's like, what? And he's like, it's the Ruby Dragon. It's the most powerful card, and it kills everything, and it wins no matter what. And I was like, Ethan, how did you not know you had this until just now? Does this game work by, like, it's like a booster pack, but it's a whole deck? You get a booster deck? Or are you not allowed to look at cards until you play them? Because let me tell you, I used to be real into Yu-Gi-Oh! And I knew all the cards I had in my deck because I put the deck together myself.
Yeah, I don't know. This is dumb.
It's so stupid. This is brought to you by the same people that think comic book artists can just make a comic in a day with a pen.
Yeah, they just poof, pow, surprise it out in a night.
Yeah. Dino Fury is going to have a podcast episode, right? Like, for sure.
Oh, probably.
Probably definitely going to have a buzz, but what's it called? Where does she work?
Buzz Blast.
Buzzfeed.
They work at BuzzFeed.
They work at BuzzFeed, and they're going to have a BuzzFeed podcast, and it's going to not be how podcasts work. And she's going to be like, I'm about to go live with my podcast.
The top 10 Power Rangers, and they're all Amelia, except one of them is Javi, because he also, spoilers, he also works there now.
Okay. I like his compact disc shirt, so I think he deserves to be in the top 10 of all Power Rangers ever. Anyway, so Kira's like, hey, you should not be playing that. You know you're not allowed to play card games at school. Or she says, like, you're not allowed to play cards at school, like they're doing high stakes Texas Hold'em. Like,
Elsa says no cards.
Yeah.
Not Elsa, I'm sorry. Principal Randall.
Principal Randall. It's the same person.
They don't know that.
Stay tuned, everybody. Ethan doesn't even really acknowledge this. He just kind of brushes off, like, whatever, I'm about to play the Ruby Dragon. And Devin's like, no, man, I can't. Because like, Devin's about to win. And then he's like, I got the Ruby Dragon. And Devin's like, I can't deal with that. I quit. I'm not going to let you just kill my... Because I guess you get to destroy his physical cards.
Is it also like Pogs, where like if you are the top card and you win, you get to keep all the cards underneath? So maybe Ethan won this in a game and didn't realize it, even though nothing beats the Ruby Dragon?
If nothing beats it, I mean, here's the thing. I think Dragon War, the game, sucks.
It looks stupid.
It looks bad.
Hey, we should make a good Dragon War.
Well.
No, we shouldn't.
We have a card game that has been in production for 10 years almost.
It's been on pause for like 7 of those.
For like 7 or 8 of those, yeah. So let's just knock that out real quick and then we'll talk
about
Dragon.
Let's just reskin it with Dragon War paraphernalia.
Look, I don't think that wouldn't work. I feel like the system is solid and that it would work. Anyway, Randall catches them because obviously. And she's like, give me your cards. You can't do cards at school. And Ethan's like, you're looking lovely today. And she's like, that didn't work with Connor, an actual charming person, and it's not going to work with you. And he's like, maybe I will appeal to your sense of compassion. And she's like, yeah, if I had one, give me your cards. And
he's like, but I got, or Devin, I think, is like, but he just got the Ruby Dragon. And so Principal Randall's like, oh, the Ruby Dragon. Well, you just go ahead and hang on to him then.
And they're like, really? And she's like, no, give me your cards.
Give me the cards. You're in trouble.
So they hand over the cards and then, I guess, walk away to go to class. And she's like, I'm going to make a monster out of this card. The rules are gone for everything, right? Like, I guess everything
has... make a monster out of you.
There's no DNA in a card. It's a DNA randomizer.
Yeah, but also it can be like, oh, you want that picture to be real? Okay. I can 3D print that for you.
Maybe it's like a, hey, if you put this in the jelly, if you put this in the purple jello, which she will do later.
this is a Zed thing.
This is that, very that much a Zed thing. That object
is the monster now.
And she's done that a couple times, like with the fish guy. And like, she's just done it a couple times.
She turned
a
human man into a fish monster.
And it's like, is it the thing that it just makes a random DNA thing? Like... don't set that up if you don't like it.
It is like a red dragon, but he has like a big flower on his chest. So it is a combination of stuff.
Yeah, like it's clearly like follows the same rules, but they're just not letting it be that way. Like I don't know what's going on here. So we cut to Tommy. He's teaching about herbivores, and he's like, here are several herbivores. Who can tell me the other ones? Ethan, you should know this.
You, the Tricera Ranger, should understand what a herbivore is.
Yeah, subtext. You're a Power Ranger. You deal with dinosaurs in your day-to-day.
Your dinosaur is one of them.
Is an herbivore. And he doesn't say anything. He's just, like, bummed.
He's moping about the Ruby Dragon.
And Tommy's like, can someone tell me what is going on with Ethan? And Kira's like, him and Devin got their cards taken away by Principal Randall. And Tommy's like, well, you're not allowed to play cards at school. You know that. Like, that's not news. And he's like, but it's the Ruby Dragon. You don't understand. And like, on the one hand, shut up, Ethan. On the other hand, if one of my teachers took away my Blue Eyes Toon Dragon, I would be despondent. So I get it.
This is like your first edition Charizard getting confiscated by the school.
So when I got into Yu-Gi-Oh, when the game came out, the set was Metal Raiders, I think, and it was like
tag team.
The Metal Experience.
It's the Kiss Demon and like Darby Allin.
Yeah. Darby Allin's more into like,
he's like a punk skater guy, right?
But he's like a punk skater. He's more into the Sony Hawk.
But he paints a skull on his face.
Yeah, because he's
that's
also
metal.
He's spooky. I don't know if he's metal so much as he's spooky.
That's metal. Spooky, metal, it's all the same.
You know, honestly, at the end of the day, it is all the same, isn't it? But Metal Raiders is a set that came out, and so I would get that. And this is a joke. This didn't really happen. This is just a joke, cops. I would steal a lot of cards. I would shoplift a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards all the time, which is a joke. I never did that. Wink. And then the next set was Magic Rulers, I think. And I had kind of given up my ways because at this point, most of them were like behind glass in places because someone kept stealing them from places.
Someone just had to ruin it for everybody else.
Look, it was a lot of people, I bet. they were really easy to steal. But so I went to Pizza Barn with my aunt, and she bought me and Scoot each a pack of like a booster pack, and the Blue Eyes Toon Dragon was in mine, which is the dopest card. And I was like over the moon. And if somebody was like, I'm taking your cards, and maybe you don't get them back. It seems like the rule is I just own these cards now, Ethan.
Yeah.
Which
I
is
never
theft.
Had anything taken away at school, but like they give it back.
Yeah. Like sometimes at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, usually, but I feel like sometimes it's like not until the end of the semester if you're like really bad.
But that is theft. That is actual that's stealing, and that is illegal even if you're a teacher.
It's not stealing if someone in authority does it, then it's confiscation. Confiscation.
I think that's the word.
I think so.
All I'm saying is that I stole those Yu-Gi-Oh cards fair and square, and they can't just double steal them.
They're double stolen. Does that make nobody's. Them laundered at that point? If you triple steal them, are they legal?
Yeah. If I stole them back, I'd be like, these cards are clean, baby. Anyway, so Tommy's like, all right, fine. I will talk to Principal Randall, but you need to pay attention in class. Because even Devin's like, it was really brutal. It was real mean what she did.
Yeah, you don't understand how hard that card is to suddenly appear in your deck.
Just have sometimes. And so he's like, okay. And then we cut to later. We're in Principal Randall's office, which, like, I really like the look of their school. I have to assume they're using, like, parts of a real school, and then other parts are, like, a church, because this kind of looks like the pastor's office in a church.
Yeah.
But I just like the look of it. I wish they would have done more stuff in school.
They would have filmed here sometimes.
Yeah, that would have been pretty neat. But so she's holding her card out and transforms into Elsa as Tommy comes in. I don't know what her plan is.
Why? Yeah. Why did she do this?
Because normally she's
holding the card and she's like, I'm going to turn you into a monster still. That's still what I want to do to you.
Better be Elsa now. Whoop. And now she is. So Tommy walks in and is like, I knew there was something I didn't like about you. And she's like, it's too bad, Tommy. We could have been something. He's like, in your dreams. And then they start. fighting, and they're fighting in her office. She knocks him down, turns back into Randall, which
sure,
whatever,
because she's leaving the office. I guess her original plan was turn into Elsa, open a portal, and go back to the fort, the headquarters. Yeah.
Why didn't either A, she leave through a portal now, or B,
well, she doesn't want Tommy to follow her through the portal,
I guess, but why didn't she leave first like she always does? She always leaves as Randall and appears as Elsa. Why
this
time?
Really sloppily drop the reveal to the Rangers on us, I guess. I don't know.
It is really, they bonered this one right up. So she turns back into Principal Randall, leaves, Tommy follows her, and then they fight on the lawn. Principal Randall and Professor Dr. Tommy Oliver are doing a full-on WMAC Masters karate match on the lawn.
They are just karate fighting on the front yard of the school.
It is bananas, and I was like, how are they going to get out of this one? And
they are not worried about anyone seeing them. It's a good thing no one is outside. And then the bell rang.
And then every kid comes out, including Trent. Oh, so when Tommy gets knocked down and she leaves, Tommy says to Ethan specifically, because I guess he knows he's in free period or like hiding somewhere or sulking because his ruby dragon got took.
Yeah, he's crying in the bathroom.
So like no one's around him, so we can just call him in the middle of school because clearly the bell hasn't rung yet. So like school is still going on. And he's like, Ethan, so I just found out something about Principal Randall. You're not going to believe. And then leaves. That's all he says.
Yeah.
Cut to a little bit later. Bell rings. Everybody comes out. Connor, Kira, and Trent come out, and they're watching Tommy throw down. You know Tommy Oliver, one of the best at karate around, yeah. Throwing down with their principal.
And Randall is, like, hanging.
Yeah, which
like,
is impressive.
She's doing good. I don't remember who it is. It's either Kira or Connor who was like, hey, what the hell is Dr. O doing?
I think it's Connor. Is like, what is this? And then Kira's like, there's probably an explanation. And Trent's like, I don't think there's an explanation. I think they're just fighting.
No, Trent knows, right? I think.
Yeah, yes.
Maybe he doesn't know that this is Elsa. I don't think he knows that. But he does say, like, maybe he knows something we don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then.
Because I don't think Dr. Oliver is going to just start kick fighting the principal, even if she is, like, really nasty.
I was like, are they just going to, like, when all the students come out, they're just going to stop and be like, and. Thanks for sparring with me, Dr. Oliver.
Yeah. And I think what Connor says is something along the lines of, like, this is a lot just to get Ethan's cards back.
Yeah. So then she just turns back into Elsa on the lawn. So why turn into Randall to walk outside if you're just going to be Elsa? It's contrived. But so she turns back in. Everyone panics and starts running. But before this happens, Ethan comes out. And they're like, Ethan, Tommy's fighting Principal Randall. And he's like, no, that's Elsa. And they're like, what? And then she turns back and he's like, see? And they're like, okay, how did you know that? So they finish fighting. She invisiportals out. And she's like, I resign. Tell the school board that I quit. And then teleports away. This seems like lazy, right?
Yeah, I do really like them fighting, and like the whole school gets to see it. I like that. I don't know why she has to change back and forth three times.
I don't know. It also seems like they were like, all right, end of the season's coming. We only got three more episodes after this one. We got to put some stuff into motion. Spoiler for the very end of it. Yeah, we can do that this episode. That makes sense. That would be good. Okay, what about Principal Randall? They still don't know. What if she just like stops being Principal Randall? What if she just decides she's done with that now?
Yeah, and they're like, and now okay. There's the hint of a new subplot of who's the new principal going to be.
Yep. I mean, I hope it's Kimberly, but I probably won't be.
I was like, oh, will it be Jason? Maybe Catherine can be the new principal? Maybe.
I feel like I would have heard about
Tommy.
It.
It's just going to be Tommy. Or it's going to be like a Ninja Storm where like they graduate and then Connor gets to be the principal.
Connor, you're the principal now. He's like, thanks. I've always wanted to be a principal.
It yeah, and Kira's out. Like, I'm the one that got the grades.
Connor wants to play soccer, and he's like, no, I've always wanted to be a principal. You know that, Kira, the whole time. I've wanted to be a principal at a school. A thing people – do real people want to do that? I feel like being a principal is something that like you end up being.
I feel like what happens is like you go to school to be a teacher, and then you're a teacher for so long you become a principal.
Yeah, you digivolve into a principal, or like you're like, this place sucks. I should change it.
I can't imagine any 18-year-old going into college like, I'm going to be a principal one day.
It seems like a really weird job to want to do, and also most principals I've met have sucked ass. So I feel like you have to be a
you have to be a dickhead.
You've got to be a dickhead, or if you're like Principal Murphy from when I started high school, just a real dipshit. Like just like a full-on idiot man, like a guy who doesn't know anything.
There's three principals. There's the total dipshit, the dipshit, and and the invisible one, and the vice principal is who you deal with all the time.
Right, yeah.
That's what I had.
And then they're mean, usually.
Yeah.
If you're a principal listening to this, I'm sure you're fine. Just
I bet
like
you're killing it.
It's the same thing I wonder about store managers. Like, did you lay awake in bed, be like, someday I'm gonna run a Target? No, you didn't. No, you probably had different dreams. No. You know? And it's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit that you didn't want to be a store manager, but don't be a dick about it to me, right? Taylor? God.
I'm sorry, this is the path you walked in life.
She left like immediately after you did too.
Taylor was gone before I was. It was Troy when I left.
Was Troy there? Oh, so she left right after Tony then.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Tony was still there when I told her that I was not going to do what she told me to do.
Tony has no idea who Troy is because I've mentioned him a couple times. Tony's like, I never met that man.
No, he was. Yeah. Lucky him. That guy sucked too. That's, you know what I'm talking, principals and store managers are the same breed of people. So I think we cracked this case wide open. Anyway, she resigns. She teleports away. We cut to later. All the Ranger kids are walking and they're like, I can't believe Principal Randall was Elsa. And Connor's like, yeah, I feel like we should have noticed. They do look exactly the same. And I'm like, y'all, you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to. Like,
Ethan even says like, oh, but it's like Clark Kent and Superman. It's like, we don't have to mention this every time someone doesn't wear a mask.
Like, a couple episodes ago, I was like, they're really worried now about like not like saying things that don't take you out of the episode. I feel like I was actually wrong about that, and it's the opposite. And now they just want to show how smart they are by knowing what they're doing. They bought a lampshade warehouse and they got to use them somewhere, right?
But it's also like, we're so smart, we totally ripped this thing off.
Right.
Like, we didn't even come up with this.
Anyway, so he's still like, now I'm never going to get my card back. And I've been looking for the Ruby Dragon forever. Then how are you surprised by it? How does this game work?
I don't know.
Someone watched one quarter of an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! And they saw where he's like, Heart of the Cards, and pulled a card. And he's like, ah. And someone's like, we've never seen that card before. And Yugi's like, yes, but I knew it was in here. And they're like, that means that you just have cards sometimes.
Yeah. I knew it was in here because I built the deck. Because
I put the whole deck together. That's why there's so many man-eater bugs. Because they're very useful. And they're kind of...
What's the limit in Yu-Gi-Oh? Of like can you have X amount of a specific card? Because in Pokemon, you can only have four cards with the same name.
I think it's usually you can only have four. I think it depends on rarity. Like, I think if they are, like certain rarer cards, you can only have one of. Like, I know you can only have one monster reborn, because it can just bring any monster from your graveyard back to your field. But you can only have one of those in your deck. I don't know if there's any different rule, because I haven't been up on Yu-Gi-Oh! Since 2006, maybe, 2005-ish. But, like, I know you can have, like, four of each. I think the deck limit is, like, 40, so it's, like, a relatively small deck compared to, like, Magic, which I think is 60, which...
Pokemon also is 60, I believe.
That's a lot. That's a lot of cards in your deck. Those games
I have
like
no idea how Magic works. Just looking at a card and trying to figure out the rules around it don't make any sense to me. But for Pokemon, it's because you need so many energy cards because you're constantly
like
swapping and discarding them. And
yeah, Magic has like mana, which is just energy cards. And I think that's what the other 20 are, because normally you have like 20. Because I all my friends had Magic in high school, and I played for a little while before I realized that, like, hey, I actually think this is boring. And everyone's really, really intense about it. I'm gonna go play Yu-Gi-Oh, and I'll be intense about that instead. Because Yu-Gi-Oh, you don't need energy. You just need to sacrifice if like it's above like a level five, like the five stars. You gotta like sacrifice a card to get it, and that's it. So like, it's a better game, is what I'm saying. Yu-Gi-Oh is empirically a better game than
Magic.
It
sounds like a much cleaner system.
It is. Also, you can have things like Soggy the Dark Clown. It's just a clown.
Love Soggy.
Then, anyway, Trent's like, I have an idea to get it back. And they're like, how and why? And he's like, just trust me.
Yeah, he's like, don't worry. He's like, I'll figure something out. And he just, like, skips away.
And they're like, that's suspicious, right? And then they're like, no, maybe it isn't. Because Kira's, because, like, they ask
is
Kira.
Is it Connor? Or maybe it is Kira. Somebody is like, Trent's just weird. You're like, I can't figure him out.
Because Connor's like, Kira, what's up with that? And she's like, I don't know, man. We're
I don't
not
like
dating
him anymore.
Yeah, you know, that went away as soon as he became good again. Have you seen me and Blake are definitely dating? Like, we text. So, and that I will take that to my grave. Kira and Blake are currently and forever dating. Because boy, was that chemistry so real. So we cut from there to them coming up to Tommy, who's like, hey, are we still on the train at the edge of the forest? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, cool, I gotta go tell the school board that the principal was an alien. I think I don't know what Elsa really was. She's an evil lady, and then we need to get a new principal.
Yeah, and Connor's like, make sure they screen him better this time. And Tommy's like, I'll be sure to put that in, to slide that in there.
He's like, yeah, oh, for sure. They split up. We cut back to Elsa. She's like, I'm gonna make this card's DNA into a monster. She has the card in a protective sleeve in the purple jello, like floating in there. I wish this was like a rare card in real life, so people could actually freak out about them putting a card in jello.
They would be so mad.
They would be.
Just a Charizard in there, just getting wet. Oh,
first a dish Charizard. it's in a plastic, but that the jello's gonna get in. It's gonna sneak in. Then we cut back to, no, we don't leave. Trent shows up. He's like, hey, Elsa, give me that card back or else I'm going to blackmail you. Because he doesn't even really say it. Like, it's like he says it like it's blackmail, but it's not, because he's like, Mezogog's not going to be too happy that you blew your secret as Principal Randall. And like that's going to happen either way. Like that, you don't have any leverage on her, because that's going to happen, Trent. Like, you're a teenager, and I get that you think this is a smart plan, but it's not actually. And then she's like, oh, yeah, just like how your friends are going to be totally cool with you hiding that your dad's Mezogog from them. And he's like, and she's like, oh, nothing. You got nothing to say about that, Trent? He's like, give me the card back, please. And then they fight. And they fight about it. Mm-hmm. Was this fight really long? I feel like there was one really long fight.
I don't even remember this one.
They fight in the lab, and they just like knock a bunch of stuff over.
I also was eating some soup. Nice. So this might be the point where I was really, because it hit the perfect temperature where it was still really nice the throat, but I could eat it. I was just like chowing down on some soup.
Everyone knows about that perfect soup temp. Yeah. You know the one. they fight for a while. Eventually they bump, like she throws him into the Geno randomizer. It bumps it. The card DNA goes up and Ruby Dragon pops out and then blasts regular ass Trent with a laser, and he is knocked unconscious. And she's like, oh, you're a good monster, and you follow directions. Because she said, like, get him or whatever. She's like, you follow directions. Like, yeah, what's next? She's like,
yeah, she says, kill him. He is your enemy.
So he hits him once and is like, is that good? She's like, yeah, we can't do real kills here.
She walks up and, like, scratches him on the chin. Is like, oh, you can follow direction.
That's something. There's something there. We cut back to the others in the forest, and Tommy has a board with some rope on it nailed to a tree. I guess they're going to practice punching it. It's really high up, though, so...
Maybe they're going to shoot at it?
Maybe. If they're doing punches, it's going to... Kira, for sure, is going to have to jump pretty high to punch this squarely.
Maybe it's like a last time you jump kicked this high, so now we have to go up this high.
It's jump training. I watch a lot of volleyball videos and, like, volleyball training, and... There's a thing where, like, you do, you know, box jumps where, like, you try to jump on a tall box. I don't think that they're actually super helpful for volleyball because it's more about getting your feet onto the box rather than getting your shoulders and your arms higher.
Right.
So, like, I feel like it probably helps your jump, but it gives you this muscle memory of, like, how to jump low but get your legs up.
That would be crazy to see on a volleyball court. Like frog jumping in the air, just all scrunched up.
Anyway, so then they're talking. They're like, so, hey, what's up with Trent? Is Trent being weird? Is he hiding something? And they're like, maybe, but he's Trent. Like, he's our friend. So, like, we should trust him. And they're like, yeah, I guess. And then the monster shows up and they're like, hey, that's the Ruby Dragon who was made out of the card that Elsa stole. So if he's here and Trent's not, then something bad probably happened to Trent.
Yeah, and Tommy's like, well, we can find Trent's dead body later. Right now, we have to fight the Ruby Dragon.
Right now, we have a problem. They morph. We go into Sentai footage. They fight the Ruby Dragon for a while. We cut back to the lab. Mercer comes into the lab. Really cash. Like, he just, like, strolls in. I would describe this as a stroll, the way he comes into the lab. And then he sees his son unconscious on the floor and runs up. He's like, Trent, are you okay? He's like, yeah. Oh, God, what happened?
Why is he here?
I don't know, man.
Like, if he's not in the process of transforming, so he had, like, he didn't have to escape from anywhere, so he's not seen. He's just, like, strolling through the old lab.
I don't know. This is a question I feel like I've asked before, but, like...
Did he just change back?
If he changes back, why don't they try to keep him there? And I guess the answer is because, like, he doesn't mind, I guess.
Sometimes he just hangs out, takes a walk.
Maybe it's like, he's like, oh, while I'm here, I can use Mezogog's stuff to try to figure a way to undo Mezogog, maybe? I don't know. So he comes in, he helps Trent up, and he's like, what happened? And Trent's like, I was trying to get a card, or blah, blah, blah. And then before they can really do anything, they see, like... either on Mezogog's viewing screen or just, like, there's a flash or something. I don't really remember. There's something that alerts them that, like, Ranger's fighting monster. And he's like, your friends need help. You need to go. We can deal with this later. Is he starting to turn into Mezogog? Is that why he tells Trent to leave?
Yeah. He starts to turn back, and Trent's like, not now, Dad. And he's like, I have to, son.
I can't help it.
And he's like, you better get out of here. And then they see the Rangers, right, on, like, a screen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like there's something that alerts Mercer that the Rangers are fighting the monster, and he's like, just don't worry about me, just go. Also, he gets mad at Elsa. He's like, I'm gonna kill Elsa for hurting my son, and he starts turning back into Mezogog. So he goes and fights. Trent shows up, still Sentai footage. I think I figured out how to tell if it's Sentai footage or not. Like 100% for sure. If it's a little glossy, that's how you know it's Sentai footage. Sentai footage just got, like, a nice little gloss on it. It's subtle. But it's there. That's probably going to go away sooner or later because we're getting into the, like, it's about to turn into HD times.
Yeah, if there is, because I'm currently watching Dino Fury. I don't know how much of our chatter about that makes it into any given episode.
A fair amount.
But if there is even Sentai footage in it, I can't tell.
It's definitely, there has to be, because why would you just make your own Power Rangers? But... And now cameras are just the same everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think Power Rangers is probably using, like, either 16mm or early digital at this point. And then, like, they're definitely using, like, 16mm for the Sentai. So, like, you can just tell when, like, it's a little glossy. It just looks a little different. And I think it looks really nice. I think Sentai footage looks really nice, actually. And I wish we could get back there, but nobody uses film anymore because it's prohibitively expensive nowadays.
Well, that's only because nobody uses it. If everyone still used it, it would be way cheaper.
Well, I mean, it would be cheaper, but it still would be cheaper than digital because, like, it's easier to have storage space for digital than it is to have physical film. Because, like, the film rolls are only so large, so, like, you have to switch them out for every, I think it's, like, you get 4 minutes of filming per film roll or something like that. It's been so long since I've been in film school, I don't really remember. But, like, whereas, you know, if you have, like, a hard drive plugged into your camera, you have a terabyte of filming, which is, you know,
it's a lot.
20 minutes of high def, maybe, you know. Anyway, so Trent shows up as the White Ranger. They fight. He gets knocked down. Trent's being weird. He's like, I gotta get him. And they're like, why? What's going on? You're being real weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, because I think the Rangers are like, hey, thanks for helping. Let's all fight him. And Trent's like, no, I must fight him alone.
And they're like, no, no.
I don't think you need to do that.
No, we don't do that usually. until Connor does that.
If this is Sentai footage, like the White Ranger and the Sentai is like, no, I don't work with you guys. I work by myself.
That's probably it. They're just trying to rectify that. Yeah. So anyway, then Elsa shows up with the Krusties. Now we're in American footage because there's no Elsa or Krusties in Sentai footage. And she's like, are you going to tell them your secret, Trent? And they're like, what secret, Trent? And Trent's like, there isn't one. She's trying to mess with you. Elsa, be cool. Damn.
Yeah. Don't let her fool you like that, you April Fool.
You April Fools. And they're like, it's October. Tomorrow's Halloween when this airs. Which now I wish, like, this could have just been a Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Halloween and Christmas episodes are always slam dunks because they are just fun, usually.
I feel like they're very underutilized. How many Christmas episodes have we had? Two?
We had the I'm Dreaming of a White Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Alpha's Magical Christmas.
That was like a direct-to-VHS kind of Christmas card about kidnapping children, if I recall correctly. We did do an episode on that. It is in the bonus archive. I remember mostly just Alpha kidnapped children from their beds, and that's what Christmas is all about.
And then they wrapped presents and sang carols in the command center.
Yeah.
And I think the Rangers showed up.
Three of them, anyway. I think Tommy... Billy and Kim showed up at the end because they were at that time the only ones contracted to work on Power Rangers anymore. Yeah, so it's, you know, that's a thing. And then maybe there was another Christmas episode in like Time Force, maybe? I don't remember.
I can't think of one.
I don't remember. I don't know. Let us know. I know there's one in like Ninja Steel.
Yeah.
But that's way in the future. But Halloween episodes also very fun. You get to put your Rangers in costumes, and that's always a good time.
Yeah. Halloween is a great setting.
Yeah.
Just for anything, really.
Because it's inherently spooky. It's kind of mysterious. People are in costumes, so you get to, like, you can do a whole bunch of things with, like, your true self, or just, like, you want to have fun and let loose. Like, there's a whole bunch of things you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's spooky, but, like, it's fun, too. It's both. Yeah. So you can put it anywhere.
Like, sometimes they're like, hey, Skull is a prisoner. And then Jason Narvi is like, I'm going to write Valjean's prison number from Les Miserables on my chest. And no one will get that joke who's watching because they're children. But it's mostly for me. So I kind of wish this was a Christmas episode. Not a Christmas. Well, I mean, I would like it to be a Christmas episode, too. But I really wish it was a Halloween episode.
Well, instead, Rudolph died in a montage sequence
in Connor's dreams. Speaking of Connor's dreams, where he just got Triassic power, Trent's like, hey, can you do Triassic power? He's like, yeah, I can. And then he does Triassic power, and then he does muscle butt. And I hate that he says fire kick as part. I think we talked about this last time. I really hate.
He says fire kick, and then when he lands from doing his like shadow boxing fire kick, he says super fire power, which is not at all what he has.
Really? No, because then he uses a super soaker on the Krusties, which is the opposite of fire.
He super soaks him.
Yeah.
Did you know? I'm sure you did. The super soaker motto was wetter is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are they wrong?
I love watching Legends of the Hidden Temple now. It's so fun. It's so good.
Are you watching it? Have you been watching it?
We've watched, I think, the first three episodes, and we watched a couple episodes of Guts. And it's just all the old, like, 90s toys that I remember. I was just like, I want that. Wetter is better, Mom.
Wetter is better. Nerf or nothing. Yeah. I remember my friend Travi had a Super Soaker that had a backpack that came with it. So it had like 3 gallons of water.
Yeah.
And in order to get the water from the backpack into the Super Soaker, you had to pump it for like 15 minutes until it was doing that, like, it would push back at you, and then it would go like, ka-chunk, and that's how you know you got the air in, and then you would pull it out, and you do it again, and then you would hit the trigger, and like one full gallon of water would come out at once, and I was a small boy, if you can imagine. It literally took me off my feet.
You got super soaked.
I got super duper soaked, I would say. So he super soaks the crusties. They die. And then they're like, hey, Trent, what's up? Spill it. And then we go to commercial. We come back. And then they're at Tommy's like, Trent, you got to tell us. Because like, if we can't trust you to tell us these like things, then we can't trust you on the battlefield. And we got to be able to trust each other because we're a team. He's like, all right, you're right. So he lies to them and says, I just found an invisible portal. And went to go get the card back. And they're like, that's stupid, but we trust you on that.
Yeah, that was dumb and dangerous, and you shouldn't do that again. And then Ethan, I think, is like, well, any one of us would have done it. And then Tommy's like, well, now you know better for the future.
Yeah, he's like, well, don't do it anymore. Don't do it again. And then, like, they look at, like, Kira looks at him like, are you sure that's all? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, that's your big secret?
He's
that
like,
sucks,
yeah.
Trent.
And then she's like, okay. He's like, hey, my head got really hit by the ruby dragon, so I'm going to go lay down. They're like, yeah, you go do that. And he leaves. And Kira's like, he's lying. Something's up. Something's wrong. And Connor's like, I don't know. He just got hit in the head real hard. Maybe it's that. which I do. I genuinely like Connor being like, it's our friend, BOTD, you know? Because later he's going to be like, fuck Trent, that liar, I hate him. Like, to Trent's face. they get the viewing globe or whatever beeps, and they're like, oh, he's back. All right, let's go. We'll get the card later, but now we got to go fight him again. And Kira's like, what about Trent? And Tommy's like, well, he just left. So
yeah, so, let him put his head on a pillow for a few minutes, and yeah, then we'll call him if we need.
So they go fight more. They do a whole morph again.
Sure.
They fight. They lose. It's in Sentai footage. They lose. It's now in American footage because Ethan summons up his hover cycle, which doesn't work. And then he gets like knocked off that. And then Trent shows back up about now to help. And then they use the Z-Rex blaster, which does kill it.
Where's that card? That's what you need to beat the Ruby Dragon in Dragon War. You need a Z-Rex blaster.
Yeah, it would be like triple dino gun in the game. Elsa rehydrates him. He grows. They call the Zords. And by the Zords, I mean all the Zords. Tommy gets in the Mesodon because the Brachiosaur is not a Zord. It's just a minivan for Zords. That's all it is.
Bringing kids to soccer practice.
Yeah. They fight for a minute, and they're like, we need to all work together. And I was like, oh, they're going to put into that one big one again. Nope, they just all shoot a laser at him at the same time, and he dies. It's
just like the end of Ninja Storm.
We got to work together. Okay. And then he dies. And they're like, cool. Also, at some point, I don't know why I wrote... no, I do know why I wrote this down. I wrote down Ruby Daddy because Elsa, let me finish. Elsa says, like, oh, you beat the little one, but let's see how you do against Big Daddy.
Against the Big Daddy.
And I was like, I feel like I know exactly what Elsa is into, like, across the board.
She's not hard to read.
It's not hard to figure out. So they beat that, it dies. We come back to Mezogog, who's like, Elsa, I've had it up to here with you. All your plans suck. And your time's running out. And if you don't do something soon, I'm going to have to take care of you.
This is an empty threat at this point. He says this at the end of every single episode.
It's been like 5 episodes and she's like, I got to kill Anton Mercer. And she hasn't even tried to do that yet.
He was just walking around late earlier.
And she was presumably there because she hadn't left. So, but like this time he's like, yeah, your time's running out. And I'm like, I feel like you said that in episode 6 too. That was a long time ago. So then he leaves and she's like, I'm going to have to take drastic action too then, you know, kill Anton Mercer. But then she pulls out the little Yu-Gi-Oh card. And she's like, I'm going to use this. And I was like, you just did. What are you? What are you going to beat him in a game of Yu-Gi-Oh for his soul? Is that what's going to happen? Because that happens in Yu-Gi-Oh.
He's not death.
So
we haven't seen the last of Ruby Dragon then. Is what this is implying, I guess.
Oh, no. We will see it in like a minute.
Well, here's the thing, though. She confiscated all of Ethan's cards.
He only cares about the one. You can find the other. Sometimes you just have cards, you know, but the only once in a blue moon will the Ruby Dragon appear in your hands, I guess.
But if making the Ruby Dragon out of the card did not consume the card, then she could make a legion of enchanted armor warriors.
Right. I feel like that's a good idea for a bad guy, right?
A legion of Ruby Dragons.
Yeah, because like we've seen that like when she turns someone into a thing, like Marty the Mackerel didn't die, or
right.
The Flubber, Dr. Flubber didn't die. Like, they just come back. But normally there's just like a guy left over and not like a little card that she can keep in her pocket. And presumably use again. Yeah, like,
just put the Ruby Dragon and the Enchanted Armor both in
Super Enchanted
Ruby Dragon. And then you have Enchanted Ruby Dragon, yeah.
I feel like this is a good idea for a villain who uses like a popular in-world card game to make their monsters. I feel like there's legs there.
Yeah, that could be something.
Hit me up. Nickelodeon or Hasbro, whomever, someone give me a call. We cut to school. They're talking about all the Rangers except for Trent and Tom. Oh, Tommy. It's Tommy and the other Rangers, not Trent. We'll see him in a second. They're talking about the cards. Ethan's like, I'm never going to get that card back because it's just gone now, because Elsa, I guess, kept it. And then they run into Trent and Anton. And Tommy's like, Anton, how's it going? And they're like friendly. And I was like, yep, you two definitely dated. Like, they're like, no question about it. And then Kira he's like, Anton's like, hey, I heard you need a new principal. And Kira's like, you're so busy though, right? Anybody but you, please. And he's like, yeah, no, you're right, Kira. I am very busy. You don't need to be so desperate about not working here.
And then he gets paged.
And he gets paged on his beeper, and he pulls his beeper out, and out falls the Ruby Dragon card that Elsa, at some point, planted on him, I guess, is the implication. Ethan's like, hey, that's the Ruby Dragon. What's that? And he's like, I have literally no idea. Trent, is this yours? And Trent's like, no, I don't know what it is. And then they're like, hey, what's going on here? And then he starts turning into Mezogog, and they try to help him. He's like, no, leave me alone. And they're like, it seems like you're having some sort of medical episode. We should get you help. And he's like, no, you can't. He starts running away from them. They all start chasing him. They chase him into Tommy's lab, the school lab, his like classroom.
Right, yeah.
And then he turns into Mezogog, and they're like, son of a bitch. I can't believe this. And then there's like a whole blow up about betrayal, because Mezogog's like, you betrayed me, Trent. And Trent's like, I never betrayed you. Which is not the thing you want to say in front of your friends who you did sort of betray.
Because then Connor is like, he betrayed us, if anything.
Yeah, and Connor looks very upset. Kira is like wounded. Connor is like, I knew I should have killed Trent when I had the chance. And then he turns back from Mezogog into Anton Mercer. And it's like, I'm sorry, Trent. And he's just drenched in sweat now. He's like, I'm sorry, Trent. And then he invisiportals away. And that's the end of the episode. So, like, the last bit of the episode, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. But the first part, which is based on a Yu-Gi-Oh card, I was like, I don't know what we're doing anymore. I kind of want Dino Thunder to wrap it up.
Yeah, it ends on, like, a close-up of Trent's concerned face while Tommy in the background just shakes his head disapprovingly at him.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
We definitely had the chance to kill you and we walked right past it.
Walked right away from it. This is my fault. I blame myself for not killing you because I said, hey, we shouldn't.
I didn't kill my friend, or my friends didn't kill me.
So
where would you be without me?
So here's the thing, though, is this is like a cool place to end. And in my heart, I'm like, next episode is going to start with them all yelling at each other, right? And I'm hoping that Trent gets the chance to explain how he doesn't want them to kill his father.
Yeah.
And them to go, hey, that's a reasonable fear to have when our job is to kill monsters.
He did say, like, how is I supposed to tell you that is my dad? Like,
Yeah.
Which, now, this brings up another question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Is it necessary to be like, that's not my birth dad, but he, like, adopted me? Is that whole story necessary?
No. I don't think it's ever been necessary because we have not seen Transparence even once. Like, there's not, it's like, they introduce it like his parents died in a cave-in. And they did, and they're dead. And that's all, like, so I like the idea of it. It's a little weird. The relationship at the beginning is kind of weird. But, like, him being adopted is not, like, the problem. It's the way they kind of introduced it, like, it was some sort of gotcha. Because, like, your last name's not Mercer, even though we had not heard Trent's last name at that point, so we didn't know. So, like, I like that it's, like, it's still, even though he's, like, adopted, it's still his dad. But I feel like they spent a lot of time being, like, in the beginning, being like, that's not really my dad, but he is his dad because he cares for him. And I don't feel like they've done that as effectively as they could have. But I started.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best?
I think the best is Dr. O and Principal Randall fighting on the schoolyard.
That was pretty good.
Because the fight was good, and then I was like, man, it's really weird that no kids are going to see this. And then the kids all came out and saw it, and then I don't like the stuff that led up to it, and I don't like how she changes back for a third time to teleport away.
Yeah.
But the fight itself, and like everyone coming out and seeing it, I did really, really like.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine that? You know, it's the end of last
that
period.
Would be wild.
The bell rings,
yeah.
And you walk out, and your favorite teacher and your principal are having a karate fight in front of the school.
It's like, holy crap, Mr. Hunt's throwing down with Murph Dog. That would be wild to see. And then it's like, oh, our principal turns out is evil. Like, turned into an evil
space witch.
Like she's just like a bad guy. Like, she's not an alien. She's not necessarily a witch or a demon. She's just like a bad person who has a sword and laser powers sometimes. So I don't know what to classify
her.
Anytime
she leaves, her feet is on wires.
Yes. She jumps very good because of that. I think I'm also going to best that because it was pretty dope. Also, that moment where it's like, what are they going to do? And then the bell rings and you're like, oh, dang. Like... That really worked. That really hit well. What's the worst?
Now, I am very tempted to give it to the Battleizer again.
Okay.
Just because I hate it so much.
It sucks. It does suck.
But I have to give it to Ethan not knowing his own cards in his deck. I have to. It's so stupid.
Same. I'm gonna be a little bit broader, and I'm going to give it to the card game. Not making a lick of sense, no matter how you look at it, up to and including sometimes you just have new cards in there. What? Why?
That would be fun to be like, if you made a card game and you were like, open the booster pack upside down and shuffle it into your deck without looking and then battle your friends. Like, that would
be a neat
gimmick.
Fun.
Nobody would follow that. Everyone would look at their cards.
No, like, I would do that. Like I feel like if I could, if that was a thing, if that was, like, a thing they encouraged, I feel like every couple months I might do that with my friends. Like, we would go to the comic store and buy a couple booster packs and then just do that. But as soon as that game was done, I would be like, most of these are coming out of the deck because they don't fit.
Yeah. I don't need this many centrits.
But, like, when I opened up a booster pack that had Blue Eyes Toon Dragon, I was stoked. I was never surprised when Blue Eyes Toon Dragon was in my deck, you know? Who's the MVP?
Oh, you could be surprised that you drew it. Like, oh, yes. I can't believe I got the Blue Eyes Toon Dragon so early, you know?
Like, oh, I'm so lucky,
random.
Yeah.
But to be like, I can't believe I have this card at all.
And even Devin's like, yeah, that's a perfectly normal thing to happen with this game.
Yeah,
like, Devin, you're not helping.
Because I think Cassidy and Kira are like, I don't know what anything you said means. And Devin's like, it's so rare to get that card.
It's like, okay, why? How?
I don't know. MVP, I don't know, is it Trent again?
I mean, you can say Trent if you want. I'm going to give it to specifically... the actor, Latham Gaines, who plays Mezogog and Anton Mercer, because, like, he didn't have a ton in this episode, but I really enjoyed him for some reason. I thought he was just really good in this episode, and it made me kind of sad that we didn't get a lot more Anton Mercer before.
I said this last episode that they did not use Principal Randall enough, and now they never will again.
No,
she's
Principal
gone. Randall is dead.
She quit, and she's, yeah, the Principal Randall persona is dead.
But I do want to expand upon that and say they did not use the fact that the bad guys have human forms that are,
yeah,
that are like close to in some way or another all of the Power Rangers. Like your principal, maybe you're not like super close to them, but like,
but she can affect their day-to-day lives,
yeah,
pretty bad. Yeah. But like Anton Mercer, I just feel like the actor's really good, and I would like to see him in something else, and I'm gonna do a Google to see if there is anything else he's in, but like, it just seems weird to me that they would have Trent have this secret for so long, and never once before now have Trent hint that there is a secret, you know? Like, it never,
yeah.
I don't think, maybe it came up once, but I don't remember.
I don't think it did. I think this episode is really heavy with it. And no episode before this has even mentioned it, I don't think.
Yeah,
other than the episode where Trent found out and was like, I'm not going to tell them because I don't want them to kill you. You are my father.
Yeah. And like, they've talked about it to each other, but it's never come up between the Rangers, and like, they've never interacted like this,
yeah,
since then.
I don't think we've ever really had the Rangers being like, man, Trent is really acting fishy. Like, he's hiding something.
Yeah. And also Kira like super hates Anton Mercer, but I don't know why, because he was a fine teacher. He was a little weird when he was a teacher because he was like, hey, Cassidy, get back in line while Kira gets brainwashed. But like,
right?
He was never particularly bad or anything. It's just, it's really,
yeah,
weird. Is your MVP Trent? Are you going with that? You sticking with that?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing could be Kira just remembers when Anton was like, "I'm gonna buy cyberspace so that Trent doesn't to work there anymore."
When he was like a real dick at the beginning. Yeah. Maybe that's it. And that, so if that's it, then I can appreciate her holding a grudge. All right. Now we gotta rank it. We gotta rank this boy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a pretty middle episode because for all the stuff I don't like, there's like a string that I do.
I don't think the stuff that I don't like makes the episode bad.
Right.
Because I think the stuff that I do like, I really like, and I think is really cool.
Yeah. I'm thinking,
so, Passion of Connor?
I'm thinking around there. I was looking at Copy That, and I was like, I think I like this better than Copper.
I do like it better than Copper.
So I think above that, Strange Relations is the one from a couple episodes ago.
Let me pull up the synop, because I don't remember it at all.
That we ranked pretty middle. So,
oh, I'm up at the wrong end of the list here. Okay.
Oh yeah, we gotta go down. I think it was like two or three episodes ago, which just kind of illustrates why like every season is a really good jumping on point, is because like we don't have a ton of running gags because we forget about them like all the time.
Oh, Strange Relations is when Trent and the White Ranger have to fight for one of them to continue to exist.
Oh, right. I really liked Trent in that episode, and I really didn't like how everyone kept not telling Trent that his mortal life was in danger because the White Ranger gem was going to kill him.
Now, this one's the opposite, where Trent is not telling everyone else that his dad is Mesogog.
I think I like this a little better than that, because we were both also very frustrated by the end, where they're like, oh, did Trent or did White Ranger win? Who is that? Even though we watched Trent win like a second before that. So I like it better than that. I don't know if I like it better than The Passion of the Connor.
I don't think so, because that's like the Fountain of Youth and the tree and the...
And Krista.
And I know I don't like it more than Bully for Ethan.
Same.
Yeah, I don't think it passes The Passion of Connor here.
Okay, so coming in at number 12, House of Cards, which is a really good title because it plays on the fact that this lie is a House of Cards and it collapsed, and also because they did play Yu-Gi-Oh! What is the next episode, Josh? While you got it pulled up, what are we watching next time?
The next episode is A Test of Trust.
Okay, see that? I'm actually kind of excited.
Here's what they're going to do. Tommy's going to be like, to prove your loyalty to us, Trent,
kill
you
dad.
Have to kill your dad. It's the only way we'll ever trust you.
I want to say you're wrong, but that's probably what's going to happen.
And then Connor's like, and if you don't, I'm going to do it. So your dad's going to die either way.
Your dad's dead either way. So I guess we'll find out what happens on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you. I hope I'm not too wet sounding for all of that.